Are you ready to take control of your physical, emotional, spiritual, professional, and financial health? Are you ready to experience great success in your life? Each week, join Dr. Diane A. Thompson and her guests for tools and strategies to help you take control of your health and inspire you to live your best life. Now here's your host, Dr. Diane M.D.
This is a show that is designed with you in mind. I'm your host, Dr. Diane A. Thompson, M.D., and of course, the goal of this show is to share accurate health information that will provide you the inspiration to improve your health and your life. I do appreciate you joining me each week as we continue to bring you the best in inspirational health information. The show is aired each week on 1570 AM WIGO in Atlanta, 95.1 FM KSBT Radio in Houston. All shows are aired and archived online on FMG Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Radio Invasion, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and YouTube. For details and show times, please go to my website at drdianethompson.com, and while you're there, please sign up for updates. We also have a very active Facebook community at facebook.com/DrDianeAThompson. Please come on over, like that page, leave a comment, ask a question. I would love to have you there. I'm also on Twitter, and the handle is at Dr. Diane MD. That's DrDianeMD. Now, the information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended for diagnosis or treatment. Please seek the advice of your healthcare provider before making any changes to your health. So today we're going to be discussing healthy vision. Here are the stats. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, approximately 11% of Americans aged 20 years and older with diabetes had some form of visual impairment. 20.5 million Americans age 40 and older have been diagnosed with cataract. More than 3.4 million Americans age 40 and older are legally blind or have some visual impairment. And a recent survey, approximately 14 million Americans age 12 years or older, reported that they had some form of visual impairment. Well, my guest today will help us see the problem and treatment of vision health more clearly. Dr. Mark Sibley is a team eye doctor for the Tampa Bay Rays, and he's also an eye surgeon at the Florida Eye Center in St. Petersburg, Florida. The website there is floridaeyecenter.com. Dr. Sibley, welcome to the show.
Well, it's good to be your invited guest, and I look forward to sharing with your listeners ways to prevent blindness or restore their vision.
Oh, that's great. You know, I am curious because, as I mentioned in your bio, you are the team eye doctor for the Tampa Bay Rays. And I'm wondering, in terms of baseball specifically, when you look at baseball to other sports, what are common injuries that you tend to see in these athletes?
Well, a lot of it's simple foreign body sensation from blown-in sand. Sometimes it's a direct damage to the eye from a baseball. Sometimes it's a collision and they have face trauma. But many of them are just superficial injuries. But as a medical director for Prevent Blindness, the study showed that about 99% of all blindness from trauma was preventable. So we love the fact that Little League Baseball has added the face guards, for example.
That's great. We want to protect our little ones. I mean, vision is such an important thing. And one of the things that I promised some of my listeners that I would ask you, I do have a large percentage of my listeners that are dealing with different chronic diseases, such as hypertension and diabetes and that sort of thing. And I wonder, in terms of hypertension, what are some of the effects that hypertension has on the vision?
Well, Dr. Diane, we have the luxury of an increasing population that is aging, but some of us are not aging gracefully. And we see more and more patients with high blood pressure and diabetes and high cholesterol. High blood pressure damages the blood vessels. The eye is full of thousands of fragile blood vessels. So high blood pressure itself can damage the blood vessels enough to bleed or damage the retina, and direct injury to the vision results.
And certainly, a good blood pressure control would be the best way to prevent this. Are there other tips that you can offer these patients?
Well, they're general tips, and it's pretty simple. We hear it all the time. If you're smoking, quit smoking. If you're sedentary, start doing something simple that's approved, like walking, and weight control. Americans tend to eat an American diet, and those don't have enough antioxidants in them, and you know there are too many calories and too much fat. That is a direct relationship on the increased frequency of going blind.
And in terms, again, and I will continue with these patients with hypertension and their particular damage to their vision, once the damage is done, what treatment options are available for them?
Well, there's a few levels of damage. One is the early damage that is now treatable. The first is our goal is to try to prevent damage, as we said with those tips. The other is that early damage would be a body situation where it's trying to control the weight, the blood pressure, the diabetes, because that adds up. In the eye, we can see the living human blood-carrying, beating blood vessels, and we see the damage, but that's not just in the eye. That's in the kidneys, the feet, and the body cannot be separated from the eyes and vice versa. So we're an eye doctor, but we're medical doctors that treat the whole body.
Absolutely, and I definitely think the approach of looking at the whole person is very important. One can't just simply look at a disease. We're going to be talking more about different treatments after the break, but in terms of LASIK surgery, because it's such a common thing, people talk about it so much now, for the damage that occurs due to hypertension, would they benefit from LASIK surgery?
Well, I'm a LASIK specialist, and LASIK works. LASIK is done about 1 million times a year, and I'm the LASIK doctor for the Tampa Bay Rays, but there are people who should not have LASIK or do not qualify. Blood pressure elevation is not a reason to exclude them, but a healthy eye is required to have LASIK. So if an eye has high blood pressure damage, LASIK might be an option, but if they have blurred vision, the leading cause of blurred vision is simply a need for glasses.
And, you know, you mentioned that the need for glasses. One of the things that we often see is in the pharmacy, for example, you will see different glasses being sold. Are you a proponent of someone picking up glasses in a pharmacy to help them, reading glasses basically, to help them, or do you feel that this is something that they should do with the guidance of their doctor?
Well, as an eye doctor, I have a bias to say get an eye exam, but I don't need glasses, but I needed glasses when I turned 40, and as the St. Petersburg Times said in an article I wrote, that having $10 reading glasses could be a safe option. The cause of blurred vision is nearsighted, farsighted, or astigmatism. And then after age 40, I refer to another thing that happens. I refer to it as old-sightedness. sometimes just $10 readers from the store can be the answer.
All right, so we are going to take a short break, and when we return, Dr. Sibley will discuss ways to help achieve clear vision. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD, sponsored by FMG Radio. Please visit Dr. Diane and browse her past shows and guest bios at fmgradio.com/Dr. Diane, MD. That's DrDianeMD.
Welcome back. If you are just joining me, you're listening to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD, and I am your host, Dr. Diane Thompson. My guest today is Dr. Mark Sibley. Dr. Sibley is the team eye doctor for the Tampa Bay Rays. He's also an eye surgeon at the Florida Eye Center in St. Petersburg, Florida. Their website is floridaeyecenter.com. And today we're talking about healthy vision and how to achieve that. Now, you have this wonderful article on your website where you talk about three ways to achieve clear vision, and I wonder if we can discuss that. So let's talk a little bit about the three ways.
Sure, that would be a great way to help the people in the audience understand that.
What are your three ways that you suggest?
Well, the number one cause of blurred vision is the need for glasses, and as I tell all of my patients, the options then are glasses or contact lenses or refractive surgery, and the number one refractive surgery that we hear about in America is LASIK, and as a LASIK specialist, I am told now that the numbers per year have reached about 1 million people having LASIK each year. It's very simple, it's very safe, it's very successful, but it is eye surgery and it's to be taken seriously.
I wonder if you can go back a little bit. You mentioned that contact lenses would be one. What are some of the things that these contact lens wearers, what should they be concerned about?
Well, contact lenses are starting to be so ubiquitous and taken for granted. I think the figures now are almost 40 million people in America wear, but contact lenses are a piece of plastic, and the eyelids blink almost 1,000 times a day, and that piece of plastic can damage the sensitive, delicate parts on the surface of the eye. Unfortunately, there's going to be about 500,000 infections from contact lens damage each year. So while we take it for granted, contact lenses themselves need to have rules followed, like eye exams and annual checkups and replacements and proper hygiene and care with the proper disinfecting solutions in contact lens cases. Human nature being what it is, they often cut corners or forget the doctor's instructions or don't go back. Noncompliance turns out to be one of the leading causes of blindness in America.
And one of the things you mentioned is in terms of infection control. I've been on the subway system in New York City and watched someone, you know, applying their contact lens on the train while the train is going, and I thought, oh my goodness.
Dr. Diane, did they put the lens in their mouth first?
Yes, I have actually seen that. Oh boy. The things people do without realizing the potential risk.
Well, the risk of contact lenses is small, but the numbers now have become so big. Even a small percentage is in the hundreds of thousands of people. The worst thing that the listeners can do is sleep in their contact lenses. That increases the risk of infection about 100 times more likely. The eyes don't need contacts the 8 hours they sleep, and so I'd ask those listeners to reconsider. The good news is that LASIK has now grown to be so safe and successful that the evidence shows that the 5 minutes of LASIK is actually safer than the wearing of contact lenses each day.
Oh, wow. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about LASIK, but one other thing I wanted to touch on, and you had covered this in your article in terms of achieving clear vision. One of the things you talked about was nutrition. I'm a big proponent of prevention and taking good care of yourself to prevent certain things. So in terms of vision health and nutrition, what are your recommendations?
Well, Dr. Diane, I really am a proponent of what you preach, and that's a healthy lifestyle and a healthy intake of diet. As it turns out, one of the leading causes of blindness in America is something called macular degeneration, and that's the area of the retina, the rods and cones inside, that die prematurely. And the number one fact has been proven conclusively that premature aging is a matter of poor diet or something that accelerates it, such as smoking. And the blood pressure and cholesterol are involved. But one of the number one ways to prevent premature aging, as it turns out, is something as simple as increasing your intake of antioxidants. They're the good molecules in your body.
And share with our listeners, like, where would they find antioxidants? What types of food, for example?
Well, I wish antioxidants were in a Happy Meal or...
They're not. Oh, no.
But you weren't expecting that. What we found is we studied 1,000 people, and almost 0% of Americans had enough intake of antioxidants in their American diet. So what are some of the antioxidants? Vitamin C and D, E, for example. And they're in the green leafy vegetables or the colorful fruits. So I could say eat more fruits and vegetables, and that's good. But sometimes we have to supplement. There's other things that have been proven to help prevent macular degeneration, and they have big names like the antioxidant resveratrol, the antioxidant CoQ10, and there's another one. Write this down, everybody. Lutein, L-U-T-E-I-N, lutein. It decreases the, first of all, it is the UV protector of the macula. It's the sunscreen of the macula. So our American diet doesn't have enough of it. It's needing to be supplemented, in our opinion.
All right. So I'm talking with Dr. Sibley, and he is a team eye doctor for the Tampa Bay Rays. He's also an eye surgeon at the Florida Eye Center, and he is a LASIK surgeon. And so I wanted to turn the rest of the conversation to LASIK. So talk with us again about specific disorders of the eyes that are treated with LASIK.
Well, LASIK is a treatment, one of the three treatments, to reduce the dependency on glasses or contact lenses. And as our patients tell us, the number one benefit of LASIK is their freedom of time and their freedom of effort and the freedom of the fear of breaking their glasses or losing their contact lenses. It treats nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism.
Who would not benefit from this?
Well, it's not for people who just need reading glasses. We have not invented a LASIK for that yet. And it's approved by the FDA from age 18 to age 80. And in fact, NASA has found the LASIK to be so simple and safe and successful that they let their astronauts get LASIK.
And what are the risks associated with this procedure?
Well, the risk involved is the risk of eye surgery on the surface, and that's what LASIK is. It's the surgery on the surface of the eye called the cornea. And we take it seriously, and patients who don't would not be a candidate. The patient responsibility would be to protect their eyes after surgery and use their drops and have their eye exam. So first of all, they have to have healthy eyes. Sometimes the wearing of contact lenses has caused a scar from the contact lens-induced infection, and they can't have LASIK sometimes. So our goal is to try to replace the dangers of contact lenses, especially in non-compliant patients, with something that's safer. And it's an option. It's been done for about 15 years, and it offers high-definition vision. Tiger Woods had it done at by one of my associates at a center that, as he said, gave him the best vision of his life. High-definition vision is what he called it.
And how involved in this procedure? So a patient comes in to have it done, say they're approved and all of that, and they're coming in to have it done. How long do they expect to be there? What is the aftercare like for someone who's really thinking about this?
All right, well, let me take you through the LASIK day. The exam has been done, the patient's been qualified. So on the LASIK day, there's a little bit of paperwork. We give the patient a Valium. The patient lays down and looks up at a red light that's blinking, and there's a little bit of pressure, and the laser engraves their prescription, and they go home and take a nap. So in brief, they come in, they lay down, Dr. Sibley does something, and they throw away their glasses. And after the nap, they start their drops, and most of them are 20/20 or better by morning. In fact, I think those numbers are over 90% have better than 20/20.
Wow, so the result is pretty impressive, and it seems pretty quick. And in terms of how long these results last, I mean, first of all, are there people who will have the procedure and then they figure out that, you know, this didn't work, nothing improved?
Well, the LASIK results have become so predictable, and while we, the surgeons, do it, and very often the family can observe because our it's all done by the high magnification of the surgical microscope, and our microscope is televised on the big screen. The fact is that treatment, whether you're 18 or 80, is pretty much permanent. What happens when you're in your 40s, even after perfect LASIK, is the need for the magnifying glasses for the old-sightedness.
Okay.
About 1% might regress a little and need a touch-up, but the listener should look for a surgeon who tries to offer a lifetime commitment to it.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea in terms of looking for a surgeon. And I would say one who has a lot of experience doing this, too. I always think about the eyes, and I really want someone who knows what they're doing in my eyes, you know?
Well, I agree with that. There's treatable causes of poor vision, and some of those are cataracts and trauma. In fact, if everybody lives long enough, everybody's going to get cataracts. That's clouding of the lens inside the eye, and that's treated with something called cataract removal and lens implant.
And how effective is that particular procedure for cataract? Are these patients going to need to come back for more surgeries later on?
All right. Now, cataract and lens implants are different from the laser surgery we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But there'll be about 4 million cataract treatments this year in America, and it's also simple. They come into the surgery center, they lay down, it takes about 15 minutes, and they go home for lunch. The lens implants are custom ordered for the patients now, so even those patients can, for the most part, decrease their glasses or sometimes eliminate them. The old days, there were sandbags where the patient had to stay immobile for a week in the hospital. That's gone. Or they had to wear the thick cataract glasses like George Burns or Ella Fitzgerald, and that's gone. So the lens implants are very simple and successful now, too.
I've been talking with Dr. Mark Sibley again. He is the team eye doctor for the Tampa Bay Rays and also a surgeon at the Florida Eye Center in St. Petersburg, Florida. The website is floridaeyecenter.com. Dr. Sibley, I'd like to leave my listeners with a tip of the week, the simple step that they can implement. And so my question for you is, what is the most important tip for someone who wants to keep their eyes healthy?
Well, the reason to see an eye doctor is either for annual exams or for any pain or pus or poor vision. Those border on being an emergency. But as one of the medical directors for the American Society to Prevent Blindness, protect the eyes. We see so many carpenters or weekend carpenters that have had an accident and trauma. So if you're listening out there, give your dad a pair of safety glasses for Father's Day.
Wonderful. Now, share your website with our listeners.
The website is thefloridaeyecenter.com, and it will help answer questions about how to prevent blindness or restore sight. And I hope this has helped to do that.
I'm sure it has. Thank you so much for being on the show, Dr. Sibley.
Well, you're welcome, Dr. Diane. And just telling the listeners, if they took notes, they're going to be able to tell their friends or family to prevent blindness.
Yeah, that's great. My listeners are pretty good about that, actually. And so for you, the listeners, I want to leave you with this quote of the week. It says, do something today that your future self will thank you for. And perhaps one of those things will be following Dr. Sibley's advice and suggestion about finally addressing your vision health. So there you have it. Remember that your health is your wealth. Please do something healthy for yourself. Until next time.
You've been listening to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD. For show replays and full guest bios, please be sure to visit fmgradio.com/Dr. Diane, MD. That's DrDiane, MD.